amazing.
Hello. Thank you very much. Put your hand to me. Lovely. Let's have a shake of the hands, please. A shake of the legs. And a wiggle. And shake up high. Tap on your faces. And a big yawn. Roll back your shoulders, please. Good. Squeeze that out really tight. Squeeze it up. Good. Shake it all out. Lovely. Feet shoulder width apart, please. Make sure your knees are nice and soft, and just make yourself as tall as you can, please, in this position. But so that you can still wiggle your knees. Good. Wiggle your fingers. Good. Can you give your face a little massage? And another big yawn with a high pitch this time, please. Anymore. So as a little, by means of a warm-up, could we do a little Hark the Herald with a, just a very gentle hum of these? Which one is that? Yeah, okay, first one of the year for me. Anyone done a little Christmas Carol already? There we go.
Thank you.
marvellous. Thank you very much. Will you stay standing, please? We'll pick up your booklet. And in fact, your Christmas music, I mean. We're going to start with Merry Christmas, everyone. Work on our two Christmas pieces already this term. We're going to start by just going through and seeing where we're at. My main advice is to enjoy it and have fun. Okay? Thank you. Time now, but we're only going to look at our copies the first time. But you would have then done it four times, okay? So, this is, let's do the upbeat to that, please. Snow is falling. One, two, three.
Snow is falling.
Incredibly be happy. Thank you very much. That's just what my life's like. Can we just have a look, please, at page 12 now? And what I want us to practice now is making sure that the ends of words are really punchy as well. So, Merry Christmas, everyone! So the S, the N, that we really feel some of the punch in those consonants, okay? So let's do, this is the upbeat bar 71. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Good. The S was great. Can we have more N as well? Everyone. So actually do a N. Make it, give it a vowel as well. One. Okay. Same spot. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Celebrations. Celebrations.
long, yeah?
Oh, that's la 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 la. Let's try again, Arthur. It's great stuff.
Time for one, two, three. Time for parties and celebrations. People dancing. Oh, la 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 la.
Yes, that was fantastic. That was brilliant. One more time.
Time for one, two, three.
facts are really well done. Congratulations. The end of page 3. Can we all get louder, please, on the phrase "time for singing"? The way it's marked at the moment, it just happens at the end and we get louder. But time for singing. And again, I don't want to be too pretty. A little bit sort of gaudy there. Time for singing. Christmas. So you've got to flip it up into the air. Stop at page 3.
Thank you.
Just the basis, please, to start with. Miss Wayne. One, two, three.
Miss Wayne. Red Rose Wayne.
You can be much more joyful, okay? I don't really mind what you sing as long as it's joyful for this concert, okay? Great, can I hear everyone apart from the basses now, please? This is page 5. To the frame, 3 and go! Direct your bar 28. And can we change this to, for now at least, change it to an R, please? Ah, we love to hear. Okay, so it's front R to tenor, bar 28. Ah, ah, ah. 1, 2, 3, go.
Ah, we love to hear.
Okay, so let's make sure we really cut off together. Ah, ah, we love to hear. 2, 3, and. Good, at the moment, we're not quite finishing the note together, and it means that what comes next is a wee bit late. So, I'll give a good clap when we come off. Same place, 28. 2, 3, go.
Ah, we love to hear.
Great, let's go from Room This Way. Top of page 5, please. Soprano, alto, tenor. Three and one.
Who is praying? Let us pray. Oh, we love to hear. Oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. What a joyous day, December
year. Good, let's
go to hear
tennis, please.
Who is praying?
Three and one.
Who is praying?
One. Bar 28, we're going to change that officially to an R, but with a colossal stop at the beginning, meaning a hard start. So, can you start, please? Ah, ah, ah. So it's kind of P, it's not ah, where there's no defined beginning. Ah, we love to hear. Okay. Alright, so let's go, please, from bar 21, everybody. A 3 and. Bar 33, we're going to cut the final quaver off if you're interested in these things. So we're doing a 2-beat note and finishing on the 3rd beat. What a nice way to spend the year off. Okay? Lovely. Two things I'd like to say about that section, otherwise it's brilliant. Can we emphasise the P on party, please? We're going to have a party tonight. And then at the end of page 5, oh, I wish that every day was Christmas. We need some cut on Christmas, yeah? Lovely. Would you stand, please? We're going to go from the beginning.
Sopranos, have no fear. Just let it all out.
Thanks, James. sound a bit melancholy. How do we fix melancholy who? Ideas? Can we try this? Let's try this. Can we try everyone doing ooh apart from altos, I mean sopranos, who are a bit more ah? Yeah? Let's try this. Good, so we should all be starting on the same note. Can you see the intro?
Celebration.
bottom line. So this is bar 74. Thank you. Bar 74. Well done, take a seat, thank you very much. That's very, very good. The only thing that needs to happen with that now is we need to do it from memory. So just to remind you, what day is it? Thursday, yes, good. We've then got 2 more weeks, and the final rehearsal in November is when Simon's coming to do the piano rehearsal. So I think I said we'd do everything from memory then. My suggestion would be if we can do it the rehearsal before, that would be good. So we can use copies again next week if you'd like to. The sooner you get off them, the better. But the week after next, we need to start rehearsing from memory this and Winter Rain. Okay? In the Christmas concert, we've got our 2 pieces that we do by ourselves with the orchestra. We've got lots of wonderful Christmas carols. And there's 1 more piece which we're doing with everyone, which is from Himmel Hoch, which some of you have done before. Can you just play a snippet? You'll know it when you hear it, some of you. We're going to have a la 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 of the tune today. That's all we're going to do. Here's how it goes.
Thank you.
one then. Brilliant. My suggestion is this. I'm going to look at Alex. When we send out the email this week, could we maybe put a link to this on Spotify or a YouTube video or something? We'll send you a link to this arrangement. If you could maybe just listen to it once every day, it'll take you about 2 or 3 minutes. Just get it in your bones, and then we'll start rehearsing it in force next week. Okay? Yes? Excellent question. All will be revealed. Next to Walker. great. The wonderful Alex is here today. Hello, Alex. If you have anything you'd like to tell us. That's what we're hoping for. Lovely, let's take a couple of minutes. Thanks, everyone. Oh, can I have a quick word with anyone who's doing Notelet's Christmas party? Just for 2 minutes, please. Thank you. Thank you. Can we stand, please, with winter rain? run the whole piece and just see where we're at. Movement. The problem we have is we do the four. Everything stops moving, yeah? So be strong, support the sound. Let's do it one more time. The two, three.
The four.
And let's go back to letter H and that lovely full sound you're making. Fa, fa, fa. Okay, letter H, bottom of page 8. And let that sound again be really, really strong. Don't let it dwindle. Letter H. When you have your land there, don't hold back at all. We want to hear you come through the texture, so don't hold back. Right, let's go to the top of page 8, please. Now, this feels like a precarious moment because there's a bar of silence before it, but all the more reason that we need to drop straight in. What we don't want to do is scoop up to your notes because you're sort of wondering if you're doing quite the right thing. We'll rely on each other, we'll agree, we'll all go for it. Here's your chord at G. Let's go straight in.
No.
Starting quietly and immediately starting a crescendo. No. imagine you're going in.
No.
He's dropping the note, tenors and sopranos.
No.
We're going to start at page 6 and we're going to carry on to that new section. Because as soon as you do this, what you're doing is you're restricting the airflow. And for these long, I mean, always when we're singing, but particularly these long, sustained phrases, we need as much capacity for air as we can. Let's look at page 6, please. Soprano, can we start with you, please? And what I would really love is to hear the phrases that you talked about. So one bar, two bars, okay. Up at the end of that phrase. Lee Cross. out there is after the word treetop, it feels like we're wanting to kind of take more of a break than we should. So can you make sure that you don't that you do the breath, but don't take more breath than you really need there. It needs to keep moving at that point. One more time, please, letter E. Underneath part is to not make it sound like a shopping list, okay? Because you haven't got the same shape, they've got the shape of the phrase, which sort of naturally lends itself to words. But you know, if you're a poor tenor with your D, what's a D?
Marinated fern in the rocking treetops.
It would be easy, even for you tenors, to make that boring. Even no for you. Way, yes. No way, exactly. So, your challenge is to kind of make the phrasing just as beautiful as if you were a soprano, okay? Let's hear it without the sopranos. And then flock, graze, leapfrogs. So bird, treetops, flock, graze, leapfrogs. I just want to really emphasize those words. Same again, please. Same people.
Marinated bird in the rocking treetops.
Lambs are woolly, off we go.
wearing that time. More animated. I feel like you want this to be a slow piece. I don't think this is a slow piece. Okay? Don't think orchestra will think so either. Lamb for woolly white. White. Here we go. The beginning of this phrase. It somehow it feels a little bit clunky at the moment. So if we go from E again, and we just want to think about, can we just stop on the word lambs? So we're going to go from letter E and then hold the note on lambs at letter F. Narrow maiden. Lambs are woolly white. Because the effect is, because we're all then singing in unison, it's going to sound a lot louder, okay? So just first off the gas. Lambs are woolly white. A bit more air. E, please. Because then you get to build up to that. This is probably the most fun bit to sing, I would say. In the shadiest places, find no waving. You can really build up there. We should find no moth, please. Bar 47. Following the crescendo, we should start a crescendo on the word moth. We should find no moth in the shade. And then you stay loud. Find no waving meadow grass, pine meadow. So the beginning of the last bar on page 7 is still loud. It's very tempting to do. Find no waving. We don't want to get quiet on that bar. We should find no moss, please.
We should find no moss in the shadiest places. Find no waving meadow grass. Find with broad daisies.
Lovely, and then that diminuendo is lovely. Can we just do hide with broad daisies? The daisies, little look of amazement with the daisies, okay? Hide the and
hide with broad-eyed daisies.
Daisies. Can you make it a bit bouncy? Daisies.
Daisies.
Hide really.
Hide with broad-eyed daisies.
Beautiful. Very nice indeed. Right, let's get back to the very beginning, please. Tenors and basses, beautiful at the beginning. I think, don't feel that you need to push the sound at all. It's quiet. There's not too much happening in the orchestra that's going to get in your way. So just want to practice dropping in on that first note. Can I just have the F? So there's a little drop and stop at the beginning. So F, not F. You imagine you're dropping the sound from the height. Okay. Let's try that. Tell us a bit straight in. That was an exemplary bottle stop. We just need to reduce it now. You've got exactly the idea. You did exactly what I asked for, thank you. But.
Yeah.